for the most important people in your life. You want things right, you want nothing less. For the most important people who sit around your table, for them you want things good, for them you want the best. At Super Value, we think of you. At Super Value, you're always first. For the most important people.
A pre-Cub Food Super Value commercial from 1975. Dave Kenny, who was the voiceover in that?
That was a guy named Michael Johnson. Probably a lot of people who listened to the radio back then would recognize that name. He did his most famous song was called Bluer Than Blue, but he did a lot of voice singing work, and much of it was done at Sound 80. He was sort of the in-house voice talent there. But he did that commercial, but did apparently a bunch of other commercials as well.
That's great. This is Flashback Twin Cities. Tom Osmond with you. My next guest, Jesse Jameson. Jesse, welcome to Flashback Twin Cities.
Hello.
You made it to Stillwater.
I did. Beautiful Stillwater.
It's tough to get you in Minneapolis. I understand, but I'm glad we got here so early today. Tell me a little bit about what you do. This is, if you have been on Facebook, I encourage you to go to Old Minneapolis. There is great, great photographs of Minneapolis, and it's from 1988 and before, correct?
October 18th, 1988, and everything before. That's the specific date.
And why did you use that date as your line in the sand?
That was, well, I had to, you know, with a name like Old Minneapolis, there's bound to be people that'll say, well, what's old? You know, some people, 1996 is old. I picked that date because that was the date they started the destruction of the old Block E.
Mm-hmm. And we just been talking about Block E the last couple of weeks here. Block E was a notorious block of downtown Minneapolis, with as rich in culture as it was in crime. Yeah. It's a fair way to say it. Everyone talks about Block E, and Block E still exists today. It just has a shopping mall on top of it now, not the Schinders and Moby's or some of the other unsavory companies that used to house there. And tell me a little bit about I have a video which we're going to play, but tell me about your fascination and what got you started in doing this.
Well, I got on Facebook a little over 3 years ago, and just looking around, you know, I was on LiveJournal and MySpace and stuff, and everybody disappeared. And my daughter, Kayla, she said, they're all on Facebook now. And I went on Facebook, and there they were. And I noticed the groups and pages, and I was just curious if anybody could do that.
Right.
And she said, of course. She grabbed the laptop and brought it up and said, what's it about? What do you want? And I was like, wait a minute. I got to have, like, couple months to think about this. So I was kind of on the spot. I'm like, well, what do I really like? Minneapolis history. And I, you know, Old Minneapolis. And that was May 7th, 2010. So coming up on 3 years.
Great. And what was the first photograph you posted up there?
First one was of Cafe Casablanca, or Casablanca Cafe, 408 Hennepin, I believe. And the date on that photo was 1945.
And you've lived in Minneapolis your whole life, correct?
No, actually, in the suburbs. But
okay. So why Minneapolis? What makes Minneapolis your fascination?
Fascination started when I was 13. I lived out in Brooklyn Park, which is where I live now. I actually live a couple blocks away from where I used to then. And me and my friend, we always saw the big red bus go by, and we wondered where it went. So one day, we had some change in our pockets, and he said, let's find out. And we jumped on the bus, and it brought us to downtown. And I loved it. I loved every moment of it. It was just like...
No better place for 13-year-olds than hang in downtown Minneapolis, right?
Was it like that old stereotype where the farm kid comes in and sees the big lights of the city and just,
well,
the best thing ever?
Yeah, it's a lot different than Brooklyn Park, that's for sure.
So did you save photographs? I mean, at that point, prior to Facebook, had you been a collector of photographs? You've been collecting history?
Albums, you know.
Okay.
I was a big fan of 60s bands and had my dad's old Beatle collection, Beatle fanatic. So, yeah, even as a child, I was very nostalgic for the past.
And so putting up the Facebook page, you just started putting up a few photographs, and then did people come to you and say, hey, I got some photographs, too, and did they email?
Yeah, and those are a lot of times the best ones, because you can find stuff on the internet, and Minnesota Historical Society and Hennepin County, library site. But yeah, I think the best ones are the ones people from their personal collection, because you can't find that in a book. You can't find that online. I've added some family photos of my own, but it's mostly stuff I find online, stuff that people send in. And, you know, people can post it themselves too, but sometimes they just, I don't know why, but they prefer to message me, give them to me, and then I put them on what I call the front page.
Okay.
Because Facebook's a little different now. It used to be members and administration, you know, it was all mm-hmm. on the same page, and now it's two different sides. And a lot of people don't go to that other side, but they should, because there's a lot of good stuff on that other side.
I'm very impressed. Again, my guest is Jesse Jameson. I'm looking at your Facebook page, 25,000 likes. That is unbelievable. 25,000 people like this.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of photographs to have interest. If you go to the front page, Brown Photography. I'm looking at this picture of people bringing in their film rolls, mm-hmm. Picking up flash bulbs and flash cubes here. There's a little pegboard here to make sure your film consultation is private from the person next to you. Film Labs, remember those? You
yeah.
Forgot about your film in. Perkins Pancake House. Is that the same Perkins restaurant of Perkins restaurant?
It is. It is.
And is that the one that just closed on Nicollet like about 2 years ago?
Yep, that's the same.
Okay, look, there's Perkins Pancake House. It is all white.
People said it looks like a funeral home.
It does look like a funeral home. It does look like a funeral home.
I got a chance to look through some of your photographs as well, and I think that's the one that, to me, is the most time capsule of so many. The city always is changing, but just that pure white with the red trim and everything, it looks so 70s. It looks so early. Oh, my goodness.
Dayton, sir, a radio station on top of Dayton Store. I did not know this until I saw this on your page. WBAH Radio. Tom, you could work for WBAH if you had been around in 1922. Dayton's decided not only to sell clothes and furniture, but also do radio, looks like here. This wig shop, I'm looking at a picture here.
That's a great picture. I love that.
This, you know, looking at the color, this has to be from a slide, this picture right here.
It could be. That's from Mike Evangelist. He's got his own photo album on Old Minneapolis, and he's sent me about 200 photos, and he said he's got about 800 more. He just needs to go through them. These are old pictures that he took when he was a teenager, I believe, working at the post office downtown. And on his breaks, he would just go around and try out new cameras and lenses and stuff. And it's great, great stuff.
There's if you're following along here or you want to do it later, there's a picture here. There's a station wagon. It's from 1972. It's beat up. The station mm-hmm. wagon parked outside here. Some bell bottom, long haired, clad kids here at the greeting card shop? I'm not sure what kind of greeting cards they sell there. And then the Adonis tie shop for $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Good looking
quality
good.
Ties.
With your leisure suit and your tie, you're good to go. Yeah. Dave will bar you his powder blue suit, and mm-hmm. You're good to go.
Nobody knows for sure what those people, what is there, about 10 people standing out there?
There's 10 people outside the greeting card center, but the posters that are outside the greeting card center might make it look like it might be selling more than greeting cards.
Oh,
you don't want to make any.
The
any
black light poster. And,
If
people wanted to follow along with the photographs we're looking at, where should they go?
Go to Facebook, and then right at the top there's a search bar. Put in Old Minneapolis, and that'll bring it. We're the only Old Minneapolis, so.
That's right. Midwest Federal, the big tree.
The money tree.
The building is still downtown. A Panera is in there right now, but the building is still downtown. How much of your day do you spend looking through this stuff, Jim?
Well, I used to collect and collect and collect, and I've got like two flash drives full of stuff, and I always, boom, boom, boom. And recently, probably in the past few months, I wake up and I don't know what I'm going to post. I just kind of get a feel for the mm-hmm. day. Maybe there's something in the news that there's a connection or something like that. Monday through Friday, I post one Mike Evangelist photo and then something from a different, era. We've been getting a lot of 70s stuff. This is perfect timing because this past few weeks has been a lot of 70s.
Well, let's bring Dave Kenny back in here. So, Dave and Jesse, I'm going to ask you the same question. Did you find this as a hobby that became way more than a hobby? It was an interest. It was something that you did for fun. And then all of a sudden, it almost kind of consumed itself.
Mm-hmm.
I found the same thing with the video thing. As I was posting a few things on YouTube, and then all of a sudden, it became a full-time evening job that I'm now going through tapes and tapes and tapes. And the one thing that I'm going to ask you guys both this question, how often are you looking at a picture and trying to find out when it was taken, where it is, and what the subject is? I found a tape, and I'm trying to figure out what was the date of this, because no one ever labeled their tapes.
Mm.
Can you think of a situation where you spent a lot of time on a photograph or a?
But there are ways to find it. We like doing a reverse Google image search. That's a good way.
Yeah, I've done the same thing.
Yeah.
One that comes to mind, and I don't believe I found it on your site, and I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was this man dressed in this strange hat type thing, and he had the Minneapolis skyline in the background, and he was obviously handing out things, flyers, that type of thing. And I found this photograph, said it was Minneapolis, 72, something like that. Didn't know anything more about it, but I was able to, you know, focus in on what he was handing out. And from the little I got out of that, I started doing some Google searches thing. I actually identified the guy, figured out who he was, put a little information up saying, can't be certain, but I think this is, and then all sorts of people start chiming in on it. Yeah, that was him, and that sort of thing. And so there was a photograph out there on the web that was a cool photograph, but no information with it. And we were able, just through a community, to figure out who that was and a little more information about him.
You know, crowdsourcing, isn't that the term?
It's a good point, because I put up a video occasionally. I'll put a date up. I think I got the right date. Within an hour, I have three comments on there. You got the wrong date. You got the wrong subject here. Yep. In fact, you didn't even acknowledge three stories in this video. As much as you like something, there's always someone who likes it way more than you do, I find. Mm-hmm. But
it might be them. I've had that happen where that's my aunt or that's me.
I've had that too. That's great. I'm looking at a picture right now. It is I thought it was from 1850. It's actually from 1946. It's a young girl delivering the Star Journal Tribune to a Maplewood home, 1083 Gordon Avenue in Maplewood. I probably shouldn't give addresses out. But she's on a pony, and looks like she's in the middle of the country, but it's actually Maplewood, just a few minutes away here. Great picture. 800 people like this photograph. Mm-hmm. It's from the Star Tribune.
And some people said, hey, Maplewood, that's not Minneapolis, but Minneapolis Star Tribune, there's the connection, so...
You know, it's great when people start calling you out on your own rules.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
Great?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play. I want to play a commercial here. This is good for both of us here. It's a KTEL commercial. And Jesse, you like music. And Dave, you like, we both like the commercials. So let's play this here.
KTEL presents Fantastic, a great new album. 22 fantastic hits. Original stars, Don. Elton John.
We're hopping, bobbing to the crocodile rock. Well,
Vicki Lawrence.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia.
The Sweet.
That's a little Willy won't go.
Maureen McGovern.
There's got to be a morning after.
Story.
Louie, 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 Louie.
Les Emerson. Jim Stafford. Lobo. Louie, Barry White. New York City. Charlie Daniels. Chester.
Make my life a little bit brighter.
Sam Peters.
Baby,
get Fantastic, a great new album. 22 fantastic hits, only $4.99. 8-track or cassette, $5.99.
When else are you going to find Michael Johnson, Elton John, and Vicki Lawrence on the same album?
Yeah. Mama from
Mama's Family. That's right.
Original hits, original stars. And I always loved that the 8-track was more expensive than the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Minnesota company, KTEL.
Minneapolis-based, yep.
They were around until the 90s, I believe, correct?
Yeah, they went through a number of different iterations. I think the company may, in some form, still be around, but it went public during the 70s. That didn't go very well. They went bankrupt during the 80s.
10 records for a quarter, and then, you know, $29.99 every month afterwards, those kind of deals. Jesse, question for you. What is your favorite era to see pictures from? If you could choose a decade or choose an era that that you could see pictures of and you want to research, what would you do?
Personally, you know, since I grew up in the 70s and 80s, probably, you know, late 70s stuff and early 80s. But usually I try, like I said, lately there's been a lot of 70s stuff on there, but I usually try to mix it up. I don't post, you know, 10 pictures from 1972 in a row. I really like them all.
Dave, out to the 70s, and you're a history guy. What else do you like to research?
If my dream, and I've got a lot of material on it, I want to write a history of the flying saucer craze of the 1950s. Mm.
Bob Hope's house here, pretty much.
I was looking at that and I was thinking, wow, that fits great. But there's some great stories from that period, and it hasn't really been written about as a social history, and that's what I would like to do.
If people that are listening on here or the podcast, remember, you can podcast Flashback Twin Cities on iTunes. Just search for KLBB or Tom Osmond. You can podcast this. How can people get in touch with both of you if they have some 70s artifacts, some pictures, some video, and Jesse, obviously, they have some pictures. What's the best way to reach you?
You go to Old Minneapolis on Facebook, and then there's a little box that says message, and that'll go right to me. Check it every day.
And I would say for me, too, for somebody who's just trying to pull me out of the blue, Facebook and MN70s. If you do the same type of search, you can find me that way.
Great. What is your... So I've asked, Dave, what is your favorite photograph that you have?
My favorite photograph.
That's posted that people can actually look at today.
Let me see. I don't know. Give me a second here. I got to think about that. What would it be?
I can think of one if you want a minute.
Why don't you think of
it? I found a picture probably about 6 months ago of Sound 80. You guys were just talking about that.
Uh-huh.
And that was a great find for me because my dad recorded a record there in, I think, 1974. That was right before he was the lead guitar player in a band called Douglas Idaho. And the whole thing was Evel Knievel was just about to jump over and make his jump. And they recorded a song called Taming the Snake. And it was a big local hit. And it was played, they were waiting for, they wanted to be played right after the jump, because that's, if you were around back then, it was a big deal. And after the jump, they played Rocket Man by Elton John. Then they played their song. It's like, Rocket Man, that's not about a rocket.
Tom, one that comes to mind, and I don't know why, I love it, and... It's gotten some of the most hits of any that I've put up there, and I've put it up a couple times, and people love the photo. It's taken in 1970, and it was the local Upper Midwest premiere of the movie Airport.
Oh, yes.
And it's a photograph, and the premiere was at the old Cooper Theater in St. Louis Park, that big orange thing.
Right.
And there's what they did was they just flew in a private plane and parked it in front of the Cooper. And so this photograph of this iconic movie theater that so many people loved and recognized, and this silly plane sitting out in front of it, it's just a strange photograph, but it's evocative of the era, and something about the Cooper gets just people all jazzed up. They love to talk about the Cooper, and... So that one just brings back to me that era. There are so many.
And Johnny Canton was that movie, correct?
I think so.
I think he was the airline gate agent. I think
something
in that movie.
Like that. And what's her name? Was it Nancy Nelson?
Nancy Nelson.
She was
right.
In it also. Bill Carlson's wife.
That's right, Nancy Nelson.
She was also a cameo in that one.
Cameo. That is great. So what, both of you gentlemen, what are you looking for right now? Or are you just taking whatever comes your way? What's a find you cannot find? I mean, I can tell I'm still looking for Bedtime News and Bowling for Dollars. What are both of you looking for?
I've been looking for about 2.5 years for a picture of the old JJ Flash arcade clothing store on 7th. And just recently I got in contact with the old manager. And I did get a couple pictures, but it was from 1990, so I can't use those. But I'm still looking for a photo of the outside, preferably.
You might have to break your own rules at some point and post it.
Nope, I won't.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, Jesse, if you've ever seen this, but I haven't seen a photo of the Depot when it first became a
disco?
Club.
Yeah.
It wasn't a disco yet.
Not yet. That was Sam's.
But yeah, there are Sam's photos. There are Uncle Sam's photos, First Avenue. But I haven't seen one yet of The Depot, which was the first club there.
I'm going to start searching for that.
Again, MN70s, MN70S, Dave Kenny, my guest, Jesse Jameson, Old Minneapolis. Please check these out. If you have material, if you have photographs, please reach out to both these gentlemen. This is Flashback Twin Cities. We'll be back next week. This is KLB Club 1220.